Brady Report. Thanks to Golden Ponds Bar, Restaurant and Function Centre. goldenponds.com.au.
Well, we worry about all our friends and mates, no matter where they are, including our own Ender Brady, who's over in the UK. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, Mildy. Good to speak to you, boys. It's been a rough weekend in the UK, if I'm honest, because we've lost a lot more people to COVID-19. 207 fatalities today in a 24-hour period, bringing the overall death toll up to 1,235. And one gentleman I would like to mention is a doctor who has passed away on the front line, Amjad El Harani, 55 years of age. He was a consultant at hospitals in Derby and Burton in the English East Midlands, and he has died in a hospital in Leicester. He had the virus. So one of our healthcare heroes, really, the ultimate sacrifice. But as I say, 207 people dead today in one single day. Wow. That's the highest number so far in the UK.
How is your curb looking? Does it look like it's flattening yet, or is it still going on the rise, Ender?
No, and tonight it was really interesting. They had the government news conference, and the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Jenny Harris, she has spelled out tonight that these restrictions, this lockdown of sorts that we have here, and it is working. I mean, people are staying off the streets. I've just driven out of London for 45 minutes, Millsy, back to Oxfordshire, and I counted about five vehicles in the time it took me to drive that distance. The curve, we're nowhere near peak in the UK, but the Deputy Chief Medical Officer telling us tonight that these restrictions could be in place for 6 months.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Not good at all. Now, what about this karaoke night? The police have broken up.
Yeah, out of all the, you know, the message about social distancing and everyone behaving themselves and keeping well away and not having gatherings, Derbyshire police have announced that they were called to a house last night in Derby, in the city centre, and there they found 25 people having a karaoke night, and they've tweeted a picture out this evening of all the food and drink that was on the table, and it looks to have been quite a gathering. But the police, you know, no arrests were made. They just advised the owners of the property about future gatherings. But it seems some people, the message is just not getting through, that this virus will spread and spread.
Yeah, Ender, thank you. We appreciate your time.